43. Red Wing paced the bridge and watched the approaching shapes flitting close now among the roiling, turbulent knots. Moments ticked by, and the bridge was silent. Beth was ready to focus their exhaust as much as the tunable scoop mag fields allowed, and now there was something new and strange as well. Their hall resounded with a strange strumming symphony. The long notes were just at the edge of hearing, but clear and distinct. Haunting low notes came like the beating of a giant heart, or of grand booming waves crashing with slow majesty upon a crystal beach, ceramic resonating instrument. Red Wing felt the notes with his whole body, recalling a time when, as a boy, he stood in a cathedral and heard Bach on a massive pipe organ. The pipes sent resounding wavelengths longer than the human body. He did not so much hear notes as feel them as his body vibrated in sympathy. A feeling like being shaken by something invisible conveyed grandeur in a way beyond words. Beth said, "Whatever's outside, and I can't see a thing on these screens, just plasma and magnetic signatures, is trying to say something." Carl said, "Their last attempt killed Claire."
"Yes, a horrible way to die. I wonder how whatever is outside makes sounds," Beth said. "Oh, Captain, there's a dense plasma knot headed for us."
"Focus it in on the prow fields," Red Wing said. "Can we snag it and narrow the exhaust, then aim at the first of those flyers?"
"I think so."
Beth and the entire bridge crew were concentrated on their work, belted in tight, eyes following screens, hands hitting key commands.
"The workaround on that digital algorithm block is coming up, running right. The Artilex are all over this problem, but they don't like it."
"They don't have to," Red Wing said.
The strange, deep notes running through the ship's hull ceased.
"They're leaving us alone, maybe,"
Beth muttered. The roiling knot of hot ions clamped within a nest of rubbery magnetic fields came slamming at them at over 700 kilometers a second.
"Added to our speed, the impact will be well over 1,000 kilometers a second," Carl said. "Is the mag scoop cinched in?"
"As much as we can," Beth said, voice high and lips tight.
They watched the large blob come straight at them. It was far bigger than Sunseeker's scoop, and they felt the surge, their heads snug against their chair braces. The ship groaned. Their internal diagnostics tracked the flow of dense plasma through the magnetic funnel out front, through the tapered neck that flushed it into the reaction chambers. There lived the steadily maintained, self-shaping field geometries that further compressed the plasma, added catalysts, and the screen showed the pulsing glow and coiled donuts of prickly yellow, burned with fusion fire. This got expelled at the max temperature, into an opening throat that sent this starfire into the classic magnetic nozzle facing aft. But not exactly dead aft. Beth's fingers flew over the complex command web. The field slanted slightly, clamping down on the flow, shunting it sideways. The bridge surged again under this momentum change. The ship's stability artilect kept them from tumbling with extruded counterfields. Virulent plasma jetted out in a starboard cant. Beth altered the fusion geometry's exit profile to include more shaping magnetic fields in the exhaust. The emerging bolt of hot plasma was like a finger scratching across the wave behind them.
"With a little bit of windage," Beth mused, intent on the screens.
A flyer lay dead at the center of the bolt. When the exhaust struck it, the image wobbled, refracted by the complex play of forces, then sharpened. Fragments swirled where the flyer had been.
"Got it," Beth said quietly.
"Brilliant," Red Wing said. "The others?"
"The second one is taking an evasive trajectory," Carl said. "Moving away laterally."
Beth angled their exhaust and caught it before the flyer could get away. Nobody cheered.
"The third is dropping back," Carl said.
"We can't fly much farther up the jet," Red Wing said. "They know that. We'll reverse, make our turn."
"And that third one will be waiting for us," Beth finished for him. "And it'll be ahead of us."